What bracha do you make on donuts? You know the answer is? Ready for this? I saw this online. What bracha do you make on donuts? Donuts.
Jelly donuts or?
Any donuts. Whatever, jelly donuts.
Mezonot.
Baruch atah Hashem, Elokim Melech Olam. Boy Ray, you're here, Boris. Are you ready for this? Kuyara. What bracha do we make on donuts? Boy Ray, millione calories. Okay. What? Okay. I saw this online. Okay. What bracha? So is it accepted? It is accepted amongst all of us. We make a mezonos. What kind of crazy question? Who does not make a mezonos on donuts? Not so simple. There's a real possibility we should make a hamoitzi. Now let's go through the whole sugya. Hamoitzi. Yeah, you should wash and you should make hamoitzi. Donuts do to a very significant degree have what's called tzura of bread. It's not a pretzel. There are certain things in Shulchan Aruch which are called pas haba bikisnin. The term pas haba bikisnin, that thing, whatever that thing is, the halacha, beyond a shadow of a doubt, is borei mine mezonos. Let's talk now in a theory. Don't put any food into this kind. Let's talk there. There's something called bread. Pas. What bracha do you make on bread? Hamoitzi lechem min aretz. There's something in Shulchan Aruch called pas haba bikisnin, which means bread which comes in packets. Kisnin means a kiss, a pocket. We'll define this more precisely in a few moments, but just right conceptually, this thing called pas haba bikisnin, the bracha is borei mine mezonos. And if you eat a significant amount of pas haba bikisnin, then you make a hamoitzi lecha min haaretz. If you eat a significant amount of this theoretical food called pas haba bikisnin, bread that comes in packets, whatever this means, you make a significant amount, you make hamoitzi lecha min haaretz, and you have to bench. And you make a hamoitzi wash, you make a hamoitzi, and you bench. How many grams? It's not so big. Machloek is how many grams. I'll just give you an example. Let's say make believe pizza is in the category of what's called, it's called an example of pas haba bikisnin. Make believe. Then what bracha do you make on pizza? So if you eat a small amount, a borei mine mezonos. If you eat a large amount, you make hamoitzi lechem min haaretz. What is called small, what is called large, this is a major machlokes haposkim. Rav Herschel Schechter is famous for that you make a hamoitzi on one slice of pizza. That's his opinion. It's not a very popular opinion. I told you. Rav Herschel Schechter, I told you, it's not a very popular opinion. But this is his opinion. He holds it to be correct. Many other poskim will tell you that one slice is called, it's called pizza, is an example of pas haba bikisnin, and in Shulchan Aruch, one slice is called a snack. It's not a meal. You make a mezonos. Two slices, you already are obligated to wash and recite hamoitzi and to bench. Three slices, everyone joins the bandwagon. Okay, everyone joins the bandwagon. Everyone holds that you have to wash and recite. If a person eating three slices of pizza, you got a problem. you got a problem with the doctor. It's too much to eat. But you have to recite. You have to wash and you have to recite the hamoitzi.
Is the dough from pizza the same as the dough from bread?
There are different. That's a very good question. It depends on the pizza shop. There are different types. It generally is similar enough. It's close enough. There are different dough is a very big issue. There's almost today no such thing today as pure dough. Every bakery is adding a little bit, almost suddenly a little bit into the dough. They're adding whatever, smaller. No, that's that milk. Not all pizza shops do that. All right, okay, that's a different topic. Let's not get into that for this moment.
On pizza, if you know you're going to eat three slices, the first slice you make on pizza.
Yes.
If you don't know, if you add the first two slices,
from then you have to stop. If you want to take now a second slice, you have to stop and wash. And wash and make a hamotzi on the second slice.
So you made mezonos and then you make hamotzi.
Correct. You made it on the first slice. Now it's being transformed into a suda. You have to wash and make a hamotzi on the second slice. Yes. It's mitzaref. Yes, and you recite hamotzi. Yeah, birkas hamazon. Correct. And you bench a regular benching. Okay. Now, what is bread? Now we have to, now I told you the basic rules. Now, so then if it's something called pas. Pas habab kisnin, you make a mezonos. If it's a snack, if it's a significant amount, you make a hamotzi. If it's bread, you make a hamotzi. No matter what, you don't have a choice. Make hamotzi. And what is bread? And what is pas habab kisnin? Bread is flour and water. Period. Maybe you'll eat a little other few other ingredients which are insignificant. They may not overshadow the basic ingredients, and you bake it in an oven. Baking means you put it in an oven, you put it dry, there's no oil, there's no water. That water, if you soak it in water, that's called boiling. If you put it in oil, that's called frying. You put it flat in an area that's very, very hot and it bakes. That's called an oven. That's called bread. What's the material? The material is water, flour, put in an oven. What is pas habab kisnin? It's a different type of flour. Now, there are many, many opinions. It's an extremely complicated subject. What exactly is called pas habab kisnin? Crackers. Crackers are pas habab kisnin. Basically, why? Because it does not look like bread. Bread has a certain appearance. Crackers, pretzels, flatbreads. You know what flatbreads are?
Yeah.
Like crackers. Oh, they serve by what they have. These pretzels, these sticks. This is a cracker. These things are not called bread. They are called pas. Now, however, they are baked in an oven. They're baked in an oven. That's already called pas. A critical condition for something to be called bread, critical, it must be baked. If it's not baked, forget it. You're not called bread. So these items, crackers, pretzels, Danish, things like this, they're all baked. So they're already halfway bread. Now the question is, do they look like bread? If they do not look like bread, they don't have the tsura sapas, then it's not bread. It's called pas habab kisnin. Why is it called kisnin? There's another type of pas habab kisnin, which basically means a dough that in the dough you put. It's not just bread and flour. You immediately when you knead it, you fill it up with sweets, with jelly, with other things. I don't know, even meat,
nuts.
You leave in the dough pockets, and in the pockets you add fruit juices or you add sweet items.
Like bialys are filled with onion.
Yet
the bagel is boiled.
All right, we're not going to bagel. One thing. So this, it's a bread, it's a dough, and the dough, in the dough you add fruit, you add jelly, you add who knows what you want to add, and then you take the dough and you wrap it up, you make it nice, and you put it in the oven. So it's been baked. So it's called pas. But it doesn't look like bread. It has a different tzura. Either it's a pretzel, or even if it looks like a bread, but it's filled with all of this other guk, other stuff, which takes it out of the category of bread. So what bracha do you make? You make a mezonos. But being that you did bake it in an oven, it has the same bread. And therefore, if you eat a significant amount of this, which we're not discussing what is significant, because that's a big machlekes, what is called significant, then you have to wash and recite hamoitzi, and you have to bench.
How about eggs?
Eggs also. If you add a significant amount of other item, other ingredients to the dough, which changes the dough from a bread dough to a cake dough, in the industry, they're all different terms, which I'm not familiar with. But it's not called a bread dough. It's a cake dough. Or even if it is a bread dough, but in the bread dough, you add a lot of other stuff in the pockets. That changes it from being called pas to what we call pasa babikisnin, which gets a new rule, a small amount of mazonos, a significant amount hamoitzi lecha min haaretz. Now, running out of time quickly. Donuts. Donuts never enter an oven. No such thing. Yehoreg v'al yavar. A donut never, ever goes into an oven. It is fried. It's called deep frying. It's fried over an open flame. They have to go online. There's an infinite amount of chidushim of donuts. In America, the earliest known donuts, Chazal, the first record in Chazal of a donut, Sofgoniot, is the Rambam's father. Rabbeinu Maimon, the father of the Rambam, is the earliest mekar for a donut. He writes about the Minhage Yisrael. Anyone should chas v'shalom b'mavatel a minhag Yisrael. And one of the examples he says, eating sifkoniot on, I don't know if it was Hanukkah, you have to see his exact words, but he's clearly referring to an uga, a type of dough that's fried in oil. Fried in oil, the Rabbeinu Maimon is the first one. The donut hole only came about in the middle of the 19th century. You can go on Wikipedia, it's Meredith, to look all the history of the donut in America. I think in Madden and Goyen, they only know from 1802 is the first known donut. 1802, and there was no hole. The holes came much later. The holes came much later. Boy, Yoitzer or Uvore Choshech. The hole came much later, but the Rambam already makes a mention of this dish of a dough that is fried in oil as a zecher for the nes of Chanukah, the shemen shel Chanukah. It's a minhag Yisrael to eat, and therefore we already dealing over here over more than a thousand years ago. Kimat
every day around the car.
I don't know. No, it doesn't say that. That's not good. That's not healthy. Hanira sakanta yosa meisura. Vaita, don't worry, we are not talking. Now, so we have over here this item, it was never ever baked. Let's say a donut. Now a donut is also never baked. A donut is boiled. Donut. How do you make a bagel? How do you make a bagel? You make a dough and you boil it. You boil it. It's also never entered an oven. What bracha? What? Yeah. Afterwards. We got it afterwards?
Yeah.
First boil. Let's not go into bagels. But let's discuss. I'm sorry, you're right. That's why on bagels, that's why you have, no matter what you have to make, because it ends up in the oven. That's why you have to. But a donut never made it to the finish line. So therefore, a donut, by definition, according to there are two opinions in Shulchan Aruch, what bracha you should make on a donut, on a dough that is fried in oil. The first opinion of Shulchan Aruch says that you indeed make a hamoitzi lecha min haaretz. The fact that you did not bake it is insignificant. It was treated through fire, and even though it's not the typical way of baking, does it have a tzur of pas? No, listen, you can that's something you can argue that you can say it does not have, especially if it's filled with jelly, cream and jelly, custard, and also there's another very important factor is that what kind of dough? Is it a bread dough or is it a cake dough? It's a different type of dough entirely. So there are many. So there are different issues. There are many reasons why it should not be called bread. It's what's called maisei kedera. A maisei kedera. It's made in a pot, and it's called in the halacha donut. It's called a maisei kedera. And the Iker Hadin, even if you eat 1,000 donuts, you get the Guinness Book of World Records for donuts. Okay? You don't have to worry. You don't have to worry about. In the NFL, you have nothing to worry about. You never ever make a hamoitzi lech. You never make on this item a hamoitzi lechem in aretz and bench, because if it was never baked, there is no way. Even though you make a mezonos, you make a mezonos because the main ingredient is flour. But you never can possibly make on it a hamoitzi because it wasn't baked. And furthermore, if the dough, like all the doughs that are used today to make donuts, they're not bread doughs. They're like cake doughs, pancake doughs, all different types of doughs. They're not bread doughs. They have a different surah. There's no way in the world you can be required to recite a hamoitzi, even if you eat a significant amount. Because in order to apply the rule of being called a pas habavi kisnin, you need to have it baked in an oven, and the dough must be basically a basic bread dough, a basic bread dough. It doesn't be 100%, but it must be a basic bread dough, and it must end up in the oven. Then it can be called pas habavi kisnin. A donut is not a basic bread dough. Number two, a donut never goes into the oven. Therefore, it's not called pas habavi kisnin. It's called in the Gemara, in Shulchan Aruch, a maisa kedera. And a maisa kedera, what bracha do you make? Well, it depends. If I have fruit, it's ha'etz. If I have vegetables, ha'dama. It's flour, it's a mezonos. So therefore, the bracha you make never went into the oven. The dough is not the definition of bread dough. It's going to be mezonos. However, that is only one opinion in Shulchan Aruch. The other opinion is, no, you know what? Now let me read this to you because I want to bring in a very important point in 2 minutes. Yesh, I'm reading you the Shulchan Aruch. Some say, Shekevan, she isa regila, it's regular dough. Now, it could be that the Shulchan Aruch is not talking about our donuts. The donuts of the Shulchan Aruch was a bread dough, a different type of dough. It was a much more bready type of donut. A bread type of donut. Yesh alacha din pas. It's bread. Hamoitzi. Even though you never baked it. We don't care you never baked it. It doesn't matter. Uberchosa hamoitzi. The yeish, some say, shekevan shaloi ofa libisaif. The second opinion in the Shulchan Aruch is you never put it into the oven. Ein lo din pas. Ragdina kemaisei kedera. Uberchosa mizoinois. And that would mean that even if you were kovei asuda, it's still going to be a mizoinois. Now to add, fine. And then halacha. What does the Shulchan Aruch conclude? What does he say at the end? The Shulchan Aruch, the Beis Yosef, it's paskins. The minog is to be makel. The ein dina kipas. He paskins. There are two opinions, and he paskins. The halacha is like the second opinion that if you don't bake something in an oven, you cannot recite hamoitzi lecha min haaretz. And to add to this equation, certainly our donuts that you buy today that are distributed in Hanukkah, that you buy in the store, the dough is not a bread dough. And therefore, that's another reason why you can't even say that it should be called bread. So this type of dough is, the Mishnah Berurah may discuss this, a dough that's not even a bread dough that you never baked in an oven, there's no shayla in Shulchan Aruch. This is not part of the discussion. It's not part of the discussion. It's for sure going to be a mezonos. Pretty clear, right? But then he does something, the Shulchan Aruch does something that he kemat never ever does in the entire Dalet Chelkei Shulchan Aruch. Something that is shocking, he says, and this, I'm telling you, is the reason why, the Iker reason why we eat donuts on Chanukah. Because of what he says now that is utterly shocking. He presents two opinions. The first opinion, you have to make a hamoitzi. The second opinion is, you make a mezonos. And he says the halach is like the second opinion. And the Mishnah Berurah adds, certainly in our generation, when the type of dough, the type of donuts that people are making, it's not even really a regular type of dough. It's a different type of dough, which is full of, or whatever they're putting into it, and the Mela, forget it, it's a mezonos. But then he says, aval, even though it's clear as day, that you should recite the mezonos, bottom line, a yore shamayim, Yochush la'atzmo never says this. V'lo yoichlena rak be'emsa ha'su'uda. Only eat it in the middle of the meal. K'dei lochush l'deo harishoyna she'birchasa ha'maitzi. Now this, you should know, is even more problematic for us. Because the Shulchan Aruch is describing a dough that's a bread dough. If it's a bread dough that has been fried in oil, and you eat in the middle of the Seuda, then when you make a hamotzi, it covers it. But our donuts, it's not really a bread dough. And if you want to take into account what it says in the first piece of Shulchan Aruch, you have to make a hamotzi. But that's also not so good. Because since it's not really a bread dough, it's a cake dough, maybe you can make a hamotzi. Now, it's a bracha levatol to make a hamotzi. You only can make a mezonos. So our donuts are worse than what it says in Shulchan Aruch. Because at the dough of our, because the Shulchan Aruch says, a Yorei Shemayim should be machmir and take into consideration that something that does not go into an oven is still a hamotzi. But we do not know clearly today's day and age how to define our donuts. Are our donuts, what it says in the Shulchan Aruch, where it's where you can be machmir and make a hamotzi because it's a bread dough and it covers all opinions, or do we say our donuts are worse because since the dough is not a bread dough, it's a cake dough, you're not allowed, and it never went into the oven, you can't make, if you make a hamotzi on bread, you still have to make a mezonos in the middle of the meal when you eat this as a dessert, at least as a dessert. If you eat as part of the meal, then you don't have to make a bracha, part of the main meal. But a dessert...
He said the middle of the meal.
So in a chanani. So therefore, to be machm, in a chanani, it'd be in the middle of the meal. That is correct. It's part of the main nourishment. Bottom line, here's as follows. The bottom line is as follows. I've already said and done. The best thing to do when it comes to a donut is as follows. If you can either to eat and make a hamotzi on bread, and eat it in the middle of the meal as part of your nourishment. Is that possible? It's poison, right? As part as you may nourishment. Or the next best thing is you want it as dessert. This is what you have to do, it says. You make a before you begin the meal, you wash, you take pretzel, something which everyone agrees is a mezonos. Take a pretzel and you make a mezonos with a kavan that this mezonos should exempt the donuts in the middle of the meal. You then wash and you recite the hamotzi. And you bread. Now you covered from the mezonos and you covered from the hamotzi. You cover all possible grounds and then you bench. So, the bottom line is, me'ikur hadin, the bottom line is clear as day you make a mezonos. If you make a mezonos and you're done. But, a yore shomayim. Has to be, it says Shulchan Aruch, should be machmir. What would it result according to everything is said and done of the Yerushalayim being machmir? It means one of two things, only one of two possibilities. You wash, you eat bread, and you eat the donuts as part of your nourishment, or you make a mezonos, you eat a pretzel, you wash, eat bread, and then you eat the donuts whenever you want during the meal as dessert, and then you bench. This is the Rabosa. Here's the final line to share. This is the reason why we eat donuts on Chanukah. You know why? Every time you put a donut in your mouth, you're challenging yourself. And why are you a Shemayim? Chanukah is all about Yirah Shemayim. Kiner Mitzvah V'Torah Or Yira Shomayim. It's the Yira Shomayim challenge. If you find yourself making a mezonos and a donut, you missed the whole point of Chanukah. You missed the whole point of Chanukah. The whole year round, you make a mezonos. On Chanukah, you make a mezonos and a pretzel. You wash on bread, and then you eat the donut, and then you bench. And that's the Yirah Shamayim challenge of Chanukah can only be fulfilled with a modern day donut.
Okay.